Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hi, everybody, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Today, I want to talk about this one concept, just read. I want you to imagine going on a road trip, but you don't have a GPS, you don't have a smartphone, you don't have a map, you don't have any familiarity with the road that's ahead of you. And at first, it might not be difficult to find your way because you know you're going north, south, east, or west, but eventually you would reach a point where you had no sense of direction. You would be lost, right? I mean, you would find yourself where you're just in a place where you don't know where you're at. You know, technology provides some pretty quick and easy navigation for the road, but what about when we feel lost in our life? It's hard to find direction when we don't always have clear instructions from the Lord. Have you ever felt like you couldn't hear what God was saying, maybe, or that you faced a big decision where it wasn't clear which option was best? You know, we may not have a roadmap or a GPS for the situational aspects of our life that are before us, but the Lord doesn't want to confuse us, as He's not a God of confusion. He is a God of order. He doesn't leave us hanging. He is there for us. God gives us a way to hear Him, to hear from Him, and to understand His desire for our life. In the book of Proverbs, and we're in a teaching series on Proverbs at Sugar Hill Church right now. In chapter 2, verse 6, it says, "For the Lord gives wisdom, and from His mouth come knowledge and understanding." Every word in the Bible was God-breathed. That is an important thing to look at. When we read the Scriptures, it's important to know that they were God-breathed, meaning it was inspired by God and recorded by man. We know that when we read 2 Timothy 3:16. That's why the Bible calls itself God's Word. Reading the Bible is a way that we can hear from God and grow in wisdom and understanding. As we read and pray and as we fast, we get to know God better and learn to trust Him more. Why would we be in prayer? Why would we be in Scripture? Why would we be in a season to fast? It would be because we want to know more of God and we want to know Him more. And the more clearly we know God, the more clearly we see God, the more clearly we can see what He would want for us. Wisdom doesn't always come right away, though, and it doesn't always come in the way we want it. But God always guides us in His own timing for our good. So let me leave you with a few questions. One, when was the last time you felt lost and needed direction from God? Like for me, that was this morning. What's one step that you can take to hear from God this week? Like, I want to spend 5 minutes in the Word each day. I want to start my day with gratitude. I want to work through my power routines. I want to work through 21 days of power, whatever it is that you're working on. And number three, has there been a time when God revealed His plan for you in a way you didn't expect? And if so, cling to that. If not, pray for that. So today, I encourage you, get in the Word of God. Let that be something that sinks into this new year, that you would say, I'm going to be a person that reads the Word of God, finding the best way. You know what the best way to find your way is? To read. You know what the best thing to read to find your way? God's Word. Where would I start doing that? Start reading one chapter of Proverbs every day for this month. And when you get done, I promise you, you'll be healthier, wealthier, and wiser. God bless you, friend. Thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.